ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
The great sage Narada Muni continued, "The demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other great demigods, dared not come forward before the Lord, who at that time was extremely angry. He had just killed Hiranyakashipu, by the way." Purport. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhakti. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in his Prema Bhakti Chandrika, "Krodha Bhakta Dveshi Jani." Anger should be used to punish a demon who is envious of devotees. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, and matsarya, lust, anger, greed, illusion, pride, and envy, all have their proper use for the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. A devotee of the Lord cannot tolerate blasphemy of the Lord or His other devotees. And the Lord also cannot tolerate blasphemy of a devotee. Thus, Lord Nrsimhadev was so very angry that the great demigods like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and even the goddess of fortune, who was the Lord's constant companion, could not pacify him, even after offering prayers of glorification and praise. No one was able to pacify the Lord in his anger, but because the Lord was willing to exhibit his affection for Prahlad Maharaj, all the demigods and the others present before the Lord pushed Prahlad Maharaj forward to pacify him. Text 2. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, was requested to go before the Lord by all the demigods present, who because of fear could not do so. But even she had never seen such a wonderful and extraordinary form of the Lord, and thus she could not approach him. Purport. The Lord has unlimited forms and bodily features. Advaitamachutamanadamanantarupam. These are all situated in Vaikuntha. Yet Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, being inspired by Lila Shakti, could not appreciate this unprecedented form of the Lord. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya recites the following verses from the Brahmanda Purana. Ashritat shrutapurvatvad anyai sadaranayar janai nishingam shankitet vayashrir lokamohayano yayao prarade chaiva vatsalya dashanaya harerdapi gyatva manastata brahma pradadam prishayat tada ekatrait kasya vatsalyam vishishad darshayat darihi avartupi kaminai vapi vatsalaha. In other words, for the common men, the form of the Lord as Nrsimhadev is certainly unseen and wonderful. But for a devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearsome form of the Lord is not at all extraordinary. By the grace of the Lord, a devotee can very easily understand how the Lord can appear in any form he likes. Therefore, the devotee is never afraid of such a form. Because of special favor bestowed upon Prahlad Maharaj, he remained silent and unafraid, even though all the demigods, including even Lakshmi Devi, were afraid of Lord Nrsimhadev. Narayana parak sarve nakutascha tribidyati. Not only is a pure devotee of Narayana like Prahlad Maharaj unafraid of any dangerous condition of material life, but also if the Lord appears to mitigate the fear of a devotee, the devotee maintains his status of fearlessness in all circumstances. Text 3. Thereafter, Lord Brahma requested Prahlad Maharaj, who was standing very near him, "My dear son, Lord Nrsimhadev is extremely angry at your demoniac father. Please go forward and appease the Lord." text 4. Narada Muni continued, O King, although the exalted devotee Prahlad Maharaj was only a little boy, he accepted Lord Brahma's words. He gradually proceeded toward Lord Nrisingadev and fell down to offer his respectful obeisances with folded hands. 5. When Lord Nrisingadev saw the small boy Prahlad Maharaj prostrated at the soles of his lotus feet, he became most ecstatic in affection toward his devotee. Raising Prahlad, the Lord placed his lotus hand upon the boy's head, because his hand is always ready to create fearlessness in all of his devotees. Purport. The necessities of the material world are four: ahara, nidra, baya, and maituna, eating, sleeping, defending, and mating. In this material world, everyone is in fearful consciousness, sada, samudvignadiyam. And the only means to make everyone fearless is Krishna consciousness. When Lord Nrisingadev appeared, all the devotees became fearless. The devotee's hope of becoming fearless is to chant the holy name of Lord Nrisingadev, yato, yato, yami, tato, Nrisinga. Wherever we go, we must always think of Lord Nrisingadev. Thus, there will be no fear for the devotee of the Lord.
Six. By the touch of Lord Nrisingadev's hand on Prahlad Maharaj's head, Prahlad was completely freed from all material contaminations and desires, as if he had been thoroughly cleansed. Therefore, he at once became transcendentally situated, and all the symptoms of ecstasy became manifest in his body. His heart filled with love, and his eyes with tears, and thus he was able to completely capture the lotus feet of the Lord within the core of his heart. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 14:26, Mam chayo vyabhichadena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitya itan pramabhuyaya kalpate pramabhuyaya kalpate pramabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 9:32, the Lord says, Mam hi partha vyapashritya yepi su papa yonayaha sriyo vaishas tata shudras tepiyanti paramgatim tepiyanti paramgatim tepiyanti paramgatim. O Sanaprita, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. On the strength of these verses from Bhagavad Gita, it is evident that although Prahlad Maharaj was born in a demoniac family, and although virtually demoniac blood flowed within his body, he was cleansed of all material bodily contamination because of his exalted position as a devotee. In other words, such impediments on the spiritual path could not stop him from progressing, for he was directly in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who are physically and mentally contaminated by atheism cannot be situated on the transcendental platform, but as soon as one is freed from material contamination, he is immediately fit to be situated in devotional service. Ashtaushid dharma kagra manasa susamahita prema gadgaraya vacha tanyasta hridayekshanaha. Prahlad Maharaj fixed his mind and sight upon Lord Nrisingadev with full attention in complete trance. With a fixed mind, he began to offer prayers in love with a faltering voice. Purport. The word susamahitaha means very attentive or fully fixed. The ability to fix the mind in this way is a result of yoga siddhi, mystic perfection. As it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.13.1, Dhyana vastitatad gatina manasa pashantiyam yoginaha. One attains yogic perfection when he is freed from all material diversions and his mind is fixed upon the lotus feet of the Lord. This is called samadhi, or trance. Prahlad Maharaj attained that stage beyond the senses. Because he was engaged in service, he felt transcendentally situated, and naturally his mind and attention became saturated in transcendence. In that condition, he began to offer his prayers as follows. Shri Paraduvacha Brahmadayasudakanamaniyota Siddha Satvaikatana Gatayovacha Sampravahe Naradi Tumpurukanara Nanapi Pipru Kim Toshtamarati Same Hariru Grajate Kim Toshtamarhati Same Hariru Grajate Kim Toshtamarhati Same Hariru Grajate. Prahlad Maharaj prayed, how is it possible for me, who have been born in a family of asuras, to offer suitable prayers to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Even until now, all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma and all the saintly persons could not satisfy the Lord by streams of excellent words, although such persons are very qualified, being in the mode of goodness. Then what is to be said of me? I am not at all qualified. Purport. A Vaishnava who is fully qualified to serve the Lord still thinks himself extremely low while offering prayers to the Lord. For example, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, says, Jagai madai hoite mui sapapishta purushera kite hoite mui se logishto. Thus he considers himself unqualified, lower than the worms in stool, and more sinful than Jagai and Madai. A pure Vaishnava actually thinks this way. Similarly, although Prahlad Maharaj was a pure exalted Vaishnava, he thought himself most unqualified to offer prayers to the Supreme Lord. Mahajana yena gatasya panta. Every pure Vaishnava should think like this. One should not be falsely proud of his Vaishnava qualifications. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore instructed us, Trinadapi sunichena toror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari kirtaniya sadahari kirtaniya sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and one should be ready to offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly, unless one is meek and humble. To make progress in spiritual life is very difficult. Text 9. Manye dhana bijana rupa tapashutaujas teja prabhava bala paurusha bhutti yoga Narada nayahi bhavanti parasya pungso bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya bhaktya tutosha bhagavan gajayutapaya. Prahlad Maharaj continued, one may possess wealth, an aristocratic family, beauty, austerity, education, sensory expertise, luster, influence, physical strength, diligence, intelligence, and mystic yogic power. But I think that even by all these qualifications, one cannot satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, one can satisfy the Lord simply by devotional service. Gajendra did this, and thus the Lord was satisfied with him. Purport, no kind of material qualification is the means for satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, only by devotional service can the Lord be known. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. Unless the Lord is pleased by the service of a devotee, the Lord does not reveal himself. Naham prakasha sarvasya yugam maya samavritaha. This is the verdict of all shastras. Neither by speculation nor by material qualifications can one understand or approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 10. Vipra dushad guna yutara davinda nabha padara vinda mimukat shwapachan varishtam manyeta darpita manova chane hitarta Pranam punati sakulam natapuri manaha. Pranam punati sakulam natapuri manaha. Pranam punati sakulam natapuri manaha. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications as they are stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, he is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth, and life, to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana, in a position of false prestige, cannot purify even himself. Purport. Here is a statement by Prahlad Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities, regarding the distinction between a devotee and a Brahmana expert in Karmakanda, or Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. There are four varnas and four ashramas, which divide human society, but the central principle is to become a first-class pure devotee. It is said in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shasham Chapastapa Aprapanasya Ivadehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam Mandanam Lokaranjanam Mandanam Lokaranjanam. If one is born in a high family like that of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, all his good qualifications as a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya are null and void. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of the Vipras, the learned Brahmanas. The learned Brahmana is considered best among the divisions of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra, but a devotee born in a low Chandala family is better than such Brahmanas, not to speak of the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and others. A devotee is better than anyone, for he is in the transcendental position of the Brahman platform, on the Brahman platform. Mam cha yo vyabhichari na bhakti yogena sevate sakunan samiti tyaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate brahma bhuyaya kalpate brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. The 12 qualifications of a first-class Brahmana, as stated in the book called Sanat Sujata, are as follows. Gyanam cha satyam cha damashutam cha hyamat saryam hristatikshanasuya yagnas cha danam cha driti shamnascha mahavrata dvarasha brahmanasya. The European and American devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are sometimes accepted as Brahmanas, but the so-called caste Brahmanas are very much envious of them. In answer to such envy, Prahlad Maharaj says that one who has been born in a Brahmana family, but is falsely proud of his prestigious position, cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family. Whereas if a Chandala, a low-born person, is a devotee and has fully surrendered under the lotus feet of the Lord, he can purify his entire family. We have had actual experience of how Americans and Europeans, because of their full Krishna consciousness, have purified their whole families, so much so that a mother of a devotee, at the time of her death, inquired about Krishna with her last breath. Therefore, it is theoretically true and has been practically proven that a devotee can give the best service to his family, his community, his society, and his nation. The foolish accuse a devotee of following the principle of escapism, but actually the fact is that a devotee is the right person to elevate his family. A devotee engages everything in the service of the Lord, and therefore he is always exalted.
Manam janat adijushak karuno vritite yatajano bhagavate vidatita manam tachatmane patimukhasya yata mukhasvihi tachatmane patimukhasya yata mukhasvi tachatmane prukajita. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in himself. Therefore, when something is offered to him, the offering, by the Lord's mercy, is for the benefit of the devotee. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. Purport. In Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow 9 principles: Shavanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting, and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord is always glorious, whereas the devotee glorifies him. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies him or not. But if the devotee engages in glorifying the Lord, the devotee himself automatically becomes glorious. Chetodarpanamarjanam bhavamahadarvagni nirvapanam. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart. And thus he can understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul, whose actual activity is to advance in Krishna consciousness so that he may become free from the material clutches. Thus, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. Bhava Mahada Vagni Nirvapanam. A foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders Sarva Dharman Parichajja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. Abandon all varieties of religious activities and just surrender unto me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is for the benefit of human society. If human beings, individually and collectively, surrender everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in full Krishna consciousness, all of human society will benefit. One who does not dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord is described in this verse as avidusha, a rascal. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord himself speaks in the same way. Namam duskritino mudha prapajyante naradamaha mayaya parita jnana asuram bhavamashritaha asuram bhavamashritaha asuram bhavamashritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Because of ignorance and misfortune, the atheists and Naradavas, the lowest of men, do not surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although the Supreme Lord Krishna is full in himself, he appears in different yugas to demand the surrender of the conditioned souls so that they will benefit by becoming free from the material clutches. In conclusion, the more we engage in Krishna consciousness and render service unto the Lord, the more we benefit. Krishna does not need service from any of us. 12. Tasmat aham bhikata viklaba ishwadasya sarvatmana mahigrinami yatapmanisham nicho jayaguna visargamanapivashta puyeta yena hipuman anurudhidena puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena puyeta yena hipuman anuvarnitena. Therefore, although I was born in a demoniac family, I may, without a doubt, offer prayers to the Lord with full endeavor, as far as my intelligence allows. Anyone who has been forced by ignorance to enter the material world may be purified of material life if he offers prayers to the Lord and hears the Lord's glories. Purport. It is clearly understood that a devotee does not need to be born
in a very high family to be rich, to be aristocratic, or to be very beautiful. None of these qualifications will engage one in devotional service. With devotion, one should feel, God is great and I am very small. Therefore, my duty is to offer my prayers to the Lord. Only on this basis can one understand and render service to the Lord. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavanyascha smitatvataha tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tananantaram vishate tananantaram vishate tananantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord, by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj decided to offer his best prayers to the Lord without consideration of his material position. Text 13. Sarve yami vidikadasta vasatvadamno mamadayo vayami veshachachod vijantaha chemaya buya yagata vala chasya vikriditam bhagato ruchina vatarahai bhagavato ruchira vatarahai vikriditam bhagavato ruchina vatarahai. O my Lord, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, are sincere servants of your lordship, who are situated in a transcendental position. Therefore, they are not like us, Prahlad and his father, the demon Hiranyakashipu. Your appearance in this fearsome form is your pastime for your own pleasure. Such an incarnation is always meant for the protection and improvement of the universe. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to assert that his father and the other members of his family were all unfortunate because they were demoniac, whereas the devotees of the Lord are always fortunate because they are always ready to follow the orders of the Lord. When the Supreme Lord appears in this material world in his various incarnations, he performs two functions, saving the devotee and vanquishing the demon, paritranaya sadhunam, Vinashaya Chaduskritam. Lord Nrsingadev, for example, appeared for the protection of his devotee. Such pastimes as those of Nrsingadev are certainly not meant to create a fearful situation for the devotees, but nonetheless, the devotees, being very simple and faithful, were afraid of the fierce incarnation of the Lord. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the following prayer, requests the Lord to give up his anger. Text 14. Yad yach jamanayam arshita. So we go that again. Yad yach jamanayam ashuras chahatas tudanya. Modet the sadhur apivik chika charpahatya. Lokas janirviti matam pitanti sarve. Rupam nishinga vibhaya. Manti. Rupam nishinga vibhaya yajanak smaranti. Rupam Nrsinga Vibhayaya Janak Smaranti. My Lord Nrsingadev, please, therefore, cease your anger now that my father, the great demon Hiranyakashipu, has been killed. Since even saintly persons take pleasure in the killing of a scorpion or a snake, all the worlds have achieved great satisfaction because of the death of this demon. Now they are confident of their happiness, and they will always remember your auspicious incarnation of Nrsingadev in order to be free from fear. Purport. The most important point in this verse is that although saintly persons never desire the killing of any living entity, they take pleasure in the killing of envious living entities like snakes and scorpions. Hiranyakashipu was killed because he was worse than a snake or a scorpion, and therefore everyone was happy. Now there was no need for the Lord to be angry. The devotees can always remember the form of Nrsingadev when they are in danger, and therefore the appearance of Nrsingadev was not at all inauspicious. The Lord's appearance is always worshipable and auspicious for all sane persons and devotees. Text 15. Naham bhamein ajitate dipivatnaraksha jivarkanetra bhagvasogradham strad anyat kachitachet kharachankuparnam viradabita digibad ribindakagrad niradabita digibad ribindakagrad niradabita digibad ribindakagrad. My Lord, who were never conquered by anyone, I am certainly not afraid of your ferocious mouth and tongue, your eyes bright like the sun, or your frowning eyebrows. I do not fear your sharp, pinching teeth, your garland of intestines, your mane soaked with blood, or your high, wedge-like ears. Nor do I fear your tumultuous roaring, which makes elephants flee to distant places, or your nails, which are meant to kill your enemies. Purport. Lord Nrisingadeva's fierce appearance was certainly most dangerous for the non-devotees, but for Prahlad Maharaj, such a fearful appearance was not at all disturbing. The lion is very fearsome for other animals, but its cubs are not at all afraid of a lion. The water of the sea is certainly dreadful for all living entities on the land, but within the sea, even the small fish is unafraid. Why? Because the small fish has taken shelter of the big ocean. It is said that although great elephants are taken away by the flooding waters of the river, the small fish swim opposite the current. Therefore, although the Lord sometimes assumes a fierce appearance to kill the Duskritis, the devotees worship him. Keshavadriti Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. The devotee always takes pleasure in worshipping the Lord and glorifying the Lord in any form, either pleasing or fierce.
16. Trastosmyaham Kripanavatsala Dusahogra Sangsara Chakra Kadanad Grasatam Pranita Badhasa Karma Birashattam Atengri Mulam Pritopavarga Sharanam Kwayase Kadanu Pritopavarga Sharanam Kwayase Kadanu Pritopavarga Sharanam Kwayase Kadanu. O most powerful, insurmountable Lord, who are kind to the fallen souls, I have been put into the association of demons as a result of my activities, and therefore I am very much afraid of my condition of life within this material world. When will that moment come when you will call me to the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the ultimate goal for liberation from conditional life? Purport. Being in the material world is certainly miserable, but certainly when one is put into the association of asuras or atheistic men, it is intolerably so. One may ask why the living entity is put into the material world. Indeed, sometimes foolish people deride the Lord for having put them here. Actually, everyone is put into conditional life according to his karma. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, representing all the other conditioned souls, admits that he was put into life among the asuras because of the results of his karma. The Lord is known as Kripanavatsala because he is extremely kind to the conditioned souls. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, therefore, the Lord appears whenever there are discrepancies in souls, and therefore he instructs all of us to return home back to Godhead. Thus Prahlad Maharaj expected that the Lord by his kindness would call him again to the shelter of his lotus feet. In other words, everyone should be eager to return home back to Godhead, taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, and thus being fully trained in Krishna consciousness. Text 17. Yasma priya priya viyoga samyoga janma shokagni nas yoni shuta yamana dukaushadam tadapi dukkam tadiyaham Bhuman Brahmami Varame Tavadasya Yogam. Bhuman Brahmami Varame Tavadasya Yogam. Bhuman Brahmami Varame Tavadasya Yogam.
O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of contact, Okay, O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of contact with pleasing and displeasing circumstances, and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Can we have the microphone up here?
O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of contact with displeasing circumstances and separation from pleasing circumstances, one is placed in a most regrettable position on heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation.
Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in the material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in that service. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj aspired to engage in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord. After the death of his father, who was materially very opulent, Prahlad would have inherited his father's property, which extended throughout the world. But Prahlad Maharaj was not inclined to accept such material opulence. For whether one is in the heavenly or hellish planets, or is a rich or poor man's son, material conditions are everywhere. Therefore, no condition of life is at all pleasing. If one wants the uncontaminated pleasure of blissful life, he must engage himself in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Material opulence may be somewhat pleasing for the time being, but to come to that temporary pleasing condition, one must work extremely hard. When a poor man is rich, he may be better situated, but to come to that position, he had to accept many miseries. The fact is that in material life, whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable. If one actually wants happy, blissful life, one must become Krishna conscious and constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the real remedy. The entire world is under the illusion that people will be happy by advancing in materialistic measures to counteract the miseries of conditional life, but this attempt will never be successful. Humanity must be trained to engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. There can be no happiness in changing one's material conditions, for everywhere there is trouble and misery. 18.
Soham priyasya sudada paradevataya lila katastava nashinga varincha gita anjastirtam yanugranan guna vipramukto durgani te padayugalaya hamsa sangha durgani te padayugalaya hamsa sangha durgani te padayugalaya hamsa sangha.
O my Lord Nrsingadev, by engaging in your transcendental loving service in the association of devotees who are liberated souls, hungsas, I shall become completely uncontaminated by the association of the three modes of material nature and be able to chant the glories of your Lordship who are so dear to me. I shall chant your glories following exactly in the footsteps of Lord Brahma in his disciplic succession. In this way, I shall undoubtedly be able to cross the ocean of nations. Purport. A devotee's life and duty are very well explained here. As soon as a devotee can chant the holy name and glories of the Supreme Lord, he certainly comes to the liberated position. Attachment for glorifying the Lord by hearing and chanting the holy name and activities of the Lord, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, certainly brings one to the position where material contamination is absent. One should chant the bona fide songs received from the disciplic succession. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the chanting is so powerful when one follows the disciplic succession evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo viduhu. Manufacturing many ways of chanting will never be effective. However, chanting the song or the narration left by the previous acharyas, mahajano yena katha sapanta, is extremely effective. And this process is very easy. Therefore, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj uses the word anjaha, easily, accepting the thoughts of exalted authorities through a disciplic succession is certainly much easier than the method of mental speculation, by which one tries to invent some means to understand the absolute truth. The best process is to accept the instructions of the previous acharyas and follow them. Then God-realization and self-realization become extremely easy. By following this easy method, one is liberated from the contamination of the material modes of nature, and thus one can certainly cross the ocean of nations, in which there are many miserable conditions. By following in the footsteps of the great acharyas, one associates with the hamsas or paramahamsas, those who are completely freed from the material contamination. Indeed, by following the instructions of the acharyas, one is always freed from all material contamination, and thus one's life becomes successful, for one reaches the goal of life. This material world is miserable regardless of one's standard of life. Of this, there is no doubt. Attempts to mitigate the miseries of material existence by material methods will never be successful. One must take to Krishna consciousness to become really happy. Otherwise, happiness is impossible. One might say that becoming advanced in spiritual life is also involves tapasya, voluntary acceptance of some inconvenience. However, such inconvenience is not as dangerous as material attempts to mitigate all miseries. Nice. 19. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau nrsingha nartasya chagadamudan vati majyato nao taptasya tat pratividir yayihanja sheshtas tavad vibhotanubratam twadupekshitanam tavad vibhotanubratam twadupekshitanam tavad vibhotanubratam twadupekshitanam. My Lord Nrsingadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician in medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient. And a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Purport. Through parental care, through remedies for different kinds of disease, and through means of protection on the water, in the air, and on the land, there is always an endeavor for relief from various kinds of suffering in the material world, but none of them are guaranteed measures for protection. They may be beneficial temporarily, but they afford no permanent benefit. Despite the presence of a father and mother, sounds like there isn't one out there right now. Despite the presence of a father and mother, a child cannot be protected from accidental death, disease, and various other miseries. No one can help, including the parents. Ultimately, the shelter is the Lord, and one who takes shelter of the Lord is protected. This is guaranteed. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9:31, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly that my devotee never perishes. Therefore, unless one is protected by the mercy of the Lord, no remedial measure can act effectively. One should consequently depend fully on the causeless mercy of the Lord. Although as a matter of routine duty, one must of course accept other remedial measures, no one can protect one who is neglected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, everyone is trying to counteract the onslaught of material nature, but everyone is ultimately fully controlled by material nature. Therefore, even though so-called philosophers and scientists try to surmount the onslaught of material nature, they have not been able to do so. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 13:9 that the real sufferings of the material world are four: Janma mrityu jara vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. In the history of the world, no one has been successful in conquering these miseries imposed by material nature. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashaha. Nature, prakriti, is so strong that no one can overcome her stringent laws. So-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, and politicians should therefore conclude that they cannot offer facilities to the people in general. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Vigorous propaganda. Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna conscious movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about a peaceful and happy life. We can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord, Twadupikshitanam. If we keep displeasing our spirit, our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world in either the upper or lower planetary systems. 20. Everyone okay? Say what? Say what? Gaura. Can you say Gauranga? Gaura. Nityananda. Text 20. Yasmin yato yarhiyena cha yasya yasmad yasma yatad yadutaras twapara parova bhava karoti vikaroti prataksa bhava Sanchoritas tatakilam bhavatak swarupam. My dear Lord, everyone in this material world is under the modes of material nature, being influenced by goodness, passion, and ignorance. Everyone from the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the small ant, works under the influence of these modes. Therefore, everyone in this material world is influenced by your energy. The cause for which they work, the place where they work, the time when they work, the matter due to which they work, the goal of life they have considered final, and the process for obtaining this goal are all nothing but manifestations of your energy. Indeed, since the energy and energetic are identical, all of them are but manifestations of you. Purport. Whether one thinks himself protected by his parents, by the government, by some place, or by some other cause, everything is due to the various potencies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything that is done, whether in the higher, middle, or lower planetary systems, is due to the supervision or control of the Supreme Lord. It is therefore said, Karmana daivanetrena jantur deho papattaye. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul within the core of everyone's heart, gives inspirations for action according to one's mentality. Come on. I got to read that again. Give me a break. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supersoul within the core of everyone's heart, gives inspirations for action according to one's mentality. All of these mentalities are merely facilities given by Krishna to the person acting. Gita therefore says, Mattaksmitir Ganam Apohanam Cha. Everyone works according to the inspiration given by the Supersoul. Because everyone has a different goal of life, everyone acts differently as guided by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The words, Yasmin Yato Yarhi Yena Cha Yasya Yasmat, indicate that all activities, whatever they may be, are but different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All of them are created by the living entity and fulfilled by the mercy of the Lord. Although all such activities are non-different from the Lord nonetheless directs, Sarvadaman Purityuja Mamikam Sharanam Braja, give up all other duties and surrender unto me. When we accept this direction from the Lord, we can actually become happy. As long as we work according to our material senses, we are in material life. But as soon as we act according to the real transcendental direction of the Lord, our position is spiritual. The activities of bhakti, devotional service, are directly under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Narada Pancharatra states, Sarvapadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam hrishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhaktiruchate sevanam bhaktiruchate sevanam bhaktiruchate. When one gives up materially designated positions and works directly under the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's spiritual life is revived. This is described as swarupena avastiti, being situated in one's original constitutional position. This is the real description of mukti, or liberation from material bondage. And that brings us to the cow break. We'll be back here. It's a short break today. We'll be back here at 17 minutes after. Go premanande haribo.
Pridati karma mayam bilaya kalena chodita gunanu matena pongsa chandro mayam yadavcha sochasharam sansara chakra machako titaret dvaranyaha sansara chakra machato titaret dvaranyaha sansara chakra ajako titaret dvaranyaha.
O Lord, O Supreme Eternal, by expanding your plenary portion, you have created the subtle bodies of living entities through the agency of your external energy, which is agitated by time. Thus the mind entraps the living entity in unlimited varieties of desires to be fulfilled by the Vedic directions of karmakanda, fruitive activity, and the 16 elements. Who can get free from this entanglement unless he takes shelter at your lotus feet? Purport. If the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everything, where is the question of being liberated from material entanglement to spiritual blissful life? Engagement. Wow, did you hear that? Good catch. 5 points for each legitimate catch. But you can't change anything, though. If the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present in everything, where is the question of being liberated from material engagement to spiritual blissful life? Indeed, it is a fact that Krishna is the source of everything, as we understand from Krishna himself in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. All the activities in both the spiritual and material world are certainly conducted by the orders of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of either the material or spiritual nature. As further confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Jakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Without the direction of the Supreme Lord, material nature cannot do anything. It cannot act independently. Therefore, in the beginning, the living entity wanted to enjoy the material energy, and to give the living entity all facility, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, created this material world and gave the living entity the facility to concoct different ideas and plans through the mind. These facilities offered by the Lord to the living entity constitute the 16 kinds of perverted support in terms of the knowledge-gathering senses, the working senses, the mind, and the 5 material elements. The wheel of repeated birth and death is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to direct the bewildered living entity in progress toward liberation according to varied stages of advancement. Different directions are given in the Vedas. Chandomayam. If one wants to be elevated to the higher planetary systems, he may follow the Vedic directions. As the Lord states in Bhagavad Gita 9:25, Yanti deva vrita devan pitrin yanti priti vrita bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhyajinopimam yanti madhyajinopimam
yati madhyatinopi ma.
Those who worship the demigods will take birth among such demigods. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. Those who worship ancestors go to the ancestors, and those who worship me will live with me. The real purpose of the Vedas is to direct one back home, back to Godhead. But the living entity, not knowing the real goal of his life, wants to go sometimes here and sometimes there, and do sometimes this and sometimes that. In this way, he wanders throughout the entire universe, imprisoned in various species, and thus engaging in various activities for which he must suffer the reactions. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Brahmanda Brahmite Konya Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Paya Bhakti Lata Beach. The fallen conditioned living entity, trapped by the external energy, loiters in the material world. But if by good fortune he meets a bona fide representative of the Lord who gives him the seed of devotional service, and if he takes advantage of such a guru or representative of God, he receives the Bhakti Lata Beej, the seed of devotional service. If he properly cultivates Krishna consciousness, he is then gradually elevated to the spiritual world. The ultimate conclusion is that one must surrender to the principles of Bhakti Yoga, for then one will gradually attain liberation. No other method of liberation from the material struggle is at all possible. Text 22. Satvam nayatya jiditatma guna sadamna kalo vashi kriti vrajita sigarga shaktihi chakri vishishtam ajayeshwara shodashare nishpida manam apahak shabibo bapanam nishpida yam bibu bapanam nishpida manam Upakarsha vibho prapanam. My dear Lord, O Supreme Great, you have created this material world of 16 constituents, but you are transcendental to their material qualities. In other words, these material qualities are under your full control, and you are never conquered by them. Therefore, the time element is your representation. My Lord, O Supreme, no one can conquer you. As for me, however, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, and therefore I surrender fully unto you. Now kindly take me under the protection of your lotus feet. Purport. The wheel of material miseries is also a creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he is not under the control of the material energy. Rather, he is the controller of the material energy, whereas we, the living entities, are under its control. When we give up our constitutional position, Jivira Surupahaya Krishnara Nityadas, the Supreme Personality of God, it creates this material energy and her influence over the conditioned soul. Therefore, he is the Supreme, and only he can deliver the conditioned soul from the onslaught of material nature. Mamivajya prapadyante mayametam tarantite. Maya, the external energy, continuously imposes upon the conditioned souls the suffering of the threefold miseries of this material world. Therefore, in the previous verse, Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord, but for your lordship, no one can save me. Prahlad Maharaj has also explained that a child's protectors, his parents, cannot save the child from the onslaught of birth and death, nor can medicine and a physician save one from death, nor can a boat or similar means of protection save a person drowning in the water, for everything is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, suffering humanity must surrender to Krishna, and Krishna himself demands in the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Huh? Therefore, suffering humanity must surrender to Krishna as Krishna himself demands. In the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman Paricchaja Mamikam Sharanam Braja
Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshaya shumashuchaha mokshayi shami mashuchaha mokshayi shami mashuchaha.
Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. All of human society must take advantage of this offer and thus be saved by Krishna from the danger of being crushed by the wheel of time, the wheel of past, present, and future. The word nishpidyamanam, being crushed, is very significant. Every living entity in the material condition is actually being crushed again and again. And to be saved from this position, one must take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then one will be happy. The word prapanam is also significant. For unless one fully surrenders to the Supreme Lord, one cannot be saved from being crushed. A criminal is put into prison and punished by the government, but the same government, if it likes, can release the criminal from imprisoned life. Similarly, we must know conclusively that our material condition of suffering has been allotted to us by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if we want to be saved from this suffering, we must appeal to the same controller. Thus one can be saved from this material condition. 23.
Drishtap mayat divi barbo kila jishnapanam ayuchiyo babavach echjadidan nyaramam yesmat pitu kupita hasa vijembita bru vispurjitena lulita satude nirastaha nishpurjitena lititak Satutai nirastaha nispurjitena lutitak satutai nirastaha.
Taha. My dear Lord. Really? If it messes up the meter. If it messes up the meter. If it messes up the meter. My dear Lord, if it messes up the meter. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary systems for a long duration of life, opulence, and enjoyment. But I have seen all of these through the activities of my father. When my father was angry, and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a minute. Oh. Excuse me. You see this? Why I oughta? One of these days, Alice. To the moon, Alice. This is the rehearsal. We're doing a new play at the Sunday feast. We're doing a new play, and we're just doing a little rehearsal. Dressed. That's it. Purport. They certainly can. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity, and influence. We have actual experience that even on this planet there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhas Chandra Bose, and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence, and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaj formerly gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievements forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent, or influential,
can endure. At any time such things may be vanquished, and who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands sarva-dharman paricchaya mamekam charanam braja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age, and disease. Text 24. Tasmat amush tamarbitam aham ashishogya ayushyam vivabam aindrima apriyanchat nech chamite viluditan uruvikramena kalatmanopanayamam nijabritya parshvam kalatmanopamanimam nijabritya parshvam kalatmanopanayamam nijabritya parshvam. My dear Lord, now I have complete experience concerning the worldly opulence, mystic power, longevity, and other material pleasures enjoyed by all living entities, from Lord Brahma down to the ant. As powerful time, you destroy them all. Therefore, because of my experience, I do not wish to possess them. My dear Lord, I request you to place me in touch with your pure devotee and let me serve him as a sincere servant. Purport. By studying Srimad Bhagavatam, every intelligent man can get experience like that of Prahlad Maharaj through the historical incidents mentioned in this great literature of spiritual knowledge. By following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, one should gain thorough experience that all material opulence is perishable at every moment. Even this body, for which we try to acquire so many sensual pleasures, may perish at any time. The soul, however, is eternal. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is never vanquished, even when the body is destroyed. An intelligent man, therefore, should care for the happiness of the spirit soul, not of the body. Even if one receives a body with a long duration of life, like those of Lord Brahma and other great demigods, it will also be destroyed, and therefore an intelligent man should be concerned with the imperishable spirit soul. To save oneself, one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Narottam Das Thakur therefore says, Chadiya Vaishnavaseva Nishtara Paye Chikeba. If one wants to save himself from material nature's onslaughts, which arise because of the material body, one must become Krishna conscious and try to fully understand Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vidhi tatpadaha. One should understand Krishna in truth, and this one can do only by serving a pure devotee. Thus Prahlad Maharaj prays that Lord Nrisimhadev place him in touch with a pure devotee and servant. Let me read that again. Thus Prahlad Maharaj prays that Lord Nrisimhadev place him in touch with a pure devotee and servant instead of awarding him material opulence. Every intelligent man within this material world must follow Prahlad Maharaj. Mahajano yena gatasya panta. Prahlad Maharaj did not want to enjoy the estate left by his father. Rather, he wanted to become a servant of the Lord. The illusory human civilization that perpetually endeavors for happiness through material advancement is rejected by Prahlad Maharaj and those who strictly follow in his footsteps. There are different types of material opulence, known technically as bhukti, mukti, and siddhi. Bhukti refers to being situated in a very good position, like a position with the demigods in the higher planetary systems, where one can enjoy material sense gratification to the greatest extent. Mukti refers to being disgusted with material advancement and thus desiring to become one with the Supreme. Siddhi refers to executing a severe type of meditation, like that of the yogis, to attain eight kinds of perfection, anima, lagima, mahima, etc. All who desire some material advancement through bhukti, mukti, or siddhi are punishable in due course of time, and they return to material activities. Prahlad Maharaj rejected them all. He simply wanted to engage as an apprentice under the guidance of a pure devotee. He simply wanted to engage as an apprentice under the guidance of a pure devotee. He simply wanted to engage as an apprentice under the guidance. I like the apprentice idea much better than the corporate structure. What? Say what? Say what? Say what? Apprentice. Say what? Say what?
Apprentice.
Inebriety. I gotta remember that. I gotta make a for the audiobook. I got this is really valuable. You've got to get me this. Could you get me this app?
One bound by indenture. See indenture. To serve another for a prescribed period with a view to learning an art or trade. One who is learning by practical experience under skilled workers, a trade, art, or calling, a carpenter's apprentice, compare journey with master, an inexperienced person, novice. Origin.
Text 25.
Kutra shishak shuchi kuka mriga trishni rupa kvedam kalevara mashishya rupi raha jite nakthan didvan kama nalam madulabai samayam paparai samayam durapai kama nalam madulabai Samayandurapai.
In this material world, every living entity desires some future happiness, which is exactly like a mirage in the desert. Where is water in the desert? Or in other words, where is happiness in this material world? As for this body, what is its value? It is merely a source of various diseases. The so-called philosophers, scientists, and politicians know this very well, but nonetheless, they aspire for temporary happiness. Very interesting, but stupid. Happiness is very difficult to obtain, but because they are unable to control their senses, they run after the so-called happiness of the material world and never come to the right conclusion. Purport. There is a song in the Bengali language which states, I constructed this home for happiness, but unfortunately there was a fire and everything has now been burnt to ashes. Ask the people in paradise. Only 10% of the houses are left. 25 people. Huh? Paradise, California. Smoke.
Nandanida loko trinaya karunya gunaga.
This illustrates. This illustrates the nature of material happiness. Everyone knows it, but nonetheless, one plans to hear or think something very pleasing. Unfortunately, all of one's plans are annihilated in due course of time. There were many politicians who planned empires, supremacy, and control of the world, but in due time, all their plans and empires, and even the politicians themselves, were vanquished. Everyone should take lessons from Prahlad Maharaj about how we are engaged in so-called temporary happiness through bodily exercises for sense enjoyment. All of us repeatedly make plans which are repeatedly frustrated. Therefore, one should stop such plan making. As one cannot stop a blazing fire by constantly pouring ghee upon it, one cannot satisfy oneself by increasing plans for sense enjoyment. The blazing fire is Bhavamaha Davagni, the forest fire of material existence. This fire occurs automatically without endeavor. We want to be happy in the material world, but this will never be possible. We shall simply increase the blazing fire of desires. Our desires cannot be satisfied by illusory thoughts and plans. Rather, we have to follow the instructions of Lord Krishna. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Then we shall be happy. Otherwise, in the name of happiness, we shall continue to suffer miserable conditions.
Miserable conditions. You're a three talker. 26. Kvaham braja prabhava isha tamodi kesmin jata sore tarakule kvatavanu kampa na brahmano natupavasya navairamaya yanmer pita shirasi padmakara prasada. Yanmer pita shirasi padmakara prasada. Yanmer pita shirasi padmakara prasada. O my Lord, O Supreme, because I was born in a family full of the hellish material qualities of passion and ignorance, what is my position, and what is to be said of your causeless mercy, which was never offered even to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi? You never put your lotus hand upon their hand, but you have put it upon mine. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj was surprised at the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead. For although Prahlad was born in a demoniac family, and although the Lord had never before placed his lotus hand on the head of Brahma, Shiva, or the goddess of fortune, his consciousness. This is the meaning of causeless mercy. The causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead may be bestowed eligible to worship the Supreme Lord, irrespective of his material position. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 14:26. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samadityaitan pramabhuyaya kalpate, pramabhuyaya kalpate, pramabhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Anyone who engages in continuous devotional service to the Lord is situated in the spiritual world and has nothing to do with the material qualities, Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. Because Prahlad Maharaj was situated on the spiritual platform, he had nothing to do with his body, which had been born of the modes of passion and ignorance. The symptoms of passion and ignorance are described in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.19 as lust and hankering. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalobada yascheye. Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee, thought the body born of his father to be born of passion and ignorance. But because Prahlad was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, his body did not belong to the material world. The pure Vaishnava's body is spiritualized even in this life. For example, when iron is put into a fire, it becomes red hot and is no longer iron but fire. Similarly, the so-called material bodies of devotees who fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord, being constantly in the fire of spiritual life, have nothing to do with matter, but are spiritualized. Srila Madhvacharya remarks that the goddess of fortune, the mother of the universe, could not get mercy similar to that which was offered to Prahlad Maharaj. For although the goddess of fortune is always a constant companion of the Supreme Lord, the Lord is more inclined to his devotees. In other words, devotional service is so great that when it is offered, even by those born in low families, the Lord accepts it as being more valuable than the service offered by the goddess of fortune. Lord Brahma, King Indra, and the other demigods living in the upper planetary systems are situated in a different spirit of consciousness, and therefore they are sometimes troubled by demons. But a devotee, even if situated in the lower planets, enjoys life in Krishna consciousness under any circumstances. Parata swata karmataha. As he acts himself, as he is instructed by others, or as he performs his material activities, he enjoys life in every respect. As he acts himself, as he is instructed by others, or as he performs his material activities, he enjoys life in every respect. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses which are mentioned in the Brahma Tarka. Mentioned where? Shri Brahma Brahma Vindradi Tri Kalat Stri Purus Tutaha Taranye Cha Krama Deva Sada Muktao Smrita Vyapi Hari Bhaktao Chetaj Jnane Sukhe Cha Niyame Natu Parata Swata Karmatva Na Katanchit Taranyata. Text 27. Naisha Paravaramatir Bhavato Nanu Syaj Jantor Yatatma Surido Jagatas Tatapi Tam Sevaya Surataro Devate Prasada Sevanurupa Mudayo Naparavaratvam Sevanurupa Mudayo Naparavaratvam Sevanurupa Mudayo Naparavaratvam. Unlike an ordinary living entity, my Lord, you do not discriminate between friends and enemies, the favorable and the unfavorable, because for you there is no conception of higher and lower. Nonetheless, you offer your benedictions according to the level of one's service, exactly as a desire tree delivers fruits according to one's desires and makes no distinction between the lower and the higher. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 4.11, the Lord clearly says, Ye tamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. As one surrenders to me, I reward him accordingly. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivera swarupoi krishnera nityadash. Every living entity is an eternal servant of Krishna. According to the service the living entity renders, he automatically receives benedictions from Krishna, who does not make distinctions, thinking, here is a person in an intimate relationship with me, and here is a person I dislike. Krishna advises everyone to surrender to him. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. One's relationship with the Supreme Lord is in proportion to that surrender and the service one renders unto the Lord. Thus, throughout the entire world, the higher or lower positions of the living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. Again, thus throughout the entire world, the higher or lower positions of the living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. Arigato. Thus throughout the entire world, the higher or lower positions of the living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. How do you all feel about that? Fair. Fair enough? No one to blame but yourself? Only lack of relationship. How do you feel about this? How does this make you feel? Seems appropriate. How does it make you feel? You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. I went down to sit and I couldn't find. Why don't you try it? Thus, throughout the entire world, the higher and lower positions of the living entities are selected by the living entities themselves. I mean, that's a whole thesis paper unto itself. If one is inclined to dictate that the Lord grant something, one receives benedictions according to his desires. If one wants to be elevated to the higher planetary systems, the heavenly planets, he can be promoted to the place he desires. And if one wants to remain a hog or a pig on earth, the Lord fulfills that desire also. Therefore, one's position is determined by one's desires. The Lord is not responsible for the higher or lower grades of our existence. This is further explained quite definitely in Bhagavad Gita 9.25 by the Lord himself. Yanti deva vrata devan pitrin yanti pratir vrata bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya jinopimam yanti madhya jinopimam yanti madhya jinopimam.
Confirms this by Krishna. Nadate kachit papam nachaiva sukritam vibhu agyanina vritam jnanam tena muyanti jantavaha. The Lord does not assume anyone's
sinful or pious
activities. It's done because of the bewilderment of the soul.
Very nice contribution. Nice contribution. It's in the 5:15. Some people want to be promoted to the heavenly planets. Some want to be promoted to Pitriloka, and some want to remain on earth. But if one is interested in returning home, back to Godhead, he can be promoted there also. According to the demands of a particular devotee, he receives a result by the grace of the Lord. The Lord does not discriminate, thinking, here is a person favorable to me, and here is a person who is not favorable. Rather, he fulfills the desires of everyone. Therefore, the Shastras enjoin, akama sarva kamo va moksha kam uthadati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param yajeta purusham param yajeta purusham param. Whether one is without desire, the condition of the devotees, or is desirous of all fruitive results, or is after liberation, one should, with all efforts, try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead for complete perfection, culminating in Krishna consciousness. According to one's position, whether as a devotee, a karmi, or jnani, whatever one wants, one can get if one fully engages in the service of the Lord. Text number 28. Evam janam nipatitam pravavahi kupe kama bikama manoyam prapatam prasangat kritvat masat surashina bhagavan grihita soham katam nuvisrijetava brityasevam soham katam nuvisrijetava brityasevam soham katam nuvisrijetava brityasevam. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of my association with material desires, one after another, I was gradually falling into a blind well full of snakes, following the general populace. But your servant, Narada Muni, kindly accepted me as his disciple and instructed me how to achieve this transcendental position. Therefore, my first duty is to serve him. How could I leave his service? Purport. As will be seen in later verses, even though Prahlad Maharaj was directly offered all the benedictions he might have desired, he refused to accept such offerings from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the contrary, he asked the Lord to engage him in the service of his servant, Narada Muni. This is the symptom of a pure devotee. One should serve the spiritual master first. It is not that one should bypass the spiritual master and desire to serve the Supreme Lord. This is not the principle for a Vaishnava. Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandara Chanana Sevi Bhakta Saniba Janame Janame Hoye Abhilash. One should not be anxious to offer direct service to the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that one become a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayor Das Das and Dasaha. This is the process for approaching the Supreme Lord. The first service should be rendered to the spiritual master so that by his mercy one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead to render service. While teaching Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Prashati Pai Bhukti Lato Bij. One can achieve the seed of devotional service by the mercy of the Guru, the spiritual master, and then by the mercy of Krishna. This is the secret of success. First, one should try to please the spiritual master, and then one should attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur also says, Yasya prasadat bhagava prasado. One should not attempt to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead by concoction. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master, and when one is qualified, he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master, and when one is qualified, he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. One must first be prepared to serve the spiritual master, and when one is qualified, he is automatically offered the platform of direct service to the Lord. Interesting that it's automatically offered. I'm just saying. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj proposed that he engage in the service of Narada Muni. He never proposed that he engage directly in the service of the Lord. This is the right conclusion. Therefore, he said, Soham katam nuvisrjayatava brittisevam. How can I give up the service of my spiritual master who has favored me in such a way that I am now able to see you face to face? Prahlad Maharaj prayed to the Lord that he might continue to engage in the service of his spiritual master, Narada Muni. 29. Mat prana rakshanam ananta paturvadascha manye svabritya rishi vakyam ratam vidatum kadgam prakriya yadavochada sadviditsus tvam ishvado madaparo vatukam harami tvam ishvado madaparo vatukam harami Tvamishvaro madaparo vatukamarami. My Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. He had said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9.29, the Lord says, Samoham sarvabhuteshu nami dveshostina priyaha ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mai te te shuchapyaham mai te te shuchapyaham. Mai te te juchapyaham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is undoubtedly equal to everyone. He has no friend and no enemy. But as one desires benefits from the Lord is very pleased to award them. The lower and higher positions of different living entities are due to their desires. For the Lord, being equal to all, fulfills everyone's desires. The killing of Hiranyakashipu and saving of Prahlad Maharaj also strictly followed this law of the Supreme Controller's activities. When Prahlad's mother, Hiranyakashipu's wife, Kayadhu, was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemy, and Narada Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. Thus, when Hiranyakashipu was going to kill Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord saved Prahlad to fulfill his promise in Bhagavad Gita. Kaunteya pratijanihi nami bhakta pranashyati. And to prove true the words of Narada, the Lord can fulfill many purposes through one action. Thus the killing of Hiranyakashipu and the saving of Prahlad were enacted simultaneously to prove the truthfulness of the Lord's devotee and the fidelity of the Lord himself to his own purpose. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desires of his devotees. Otherwise, he has nothing to do. As confirmed in the Vedic language, tatasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The Lord has nothing to do personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. Parasa shaktir vividai vishuyate. The Lord has multifarious energies through which everything is done. Thus, when he personally does something, it is only to satisfy his devotee. The Lord is known as Bhaktavatsala because he very much favors his devoted servant. Text 30. Ekastvameva jagadetam amushya yatvam adyantayo pratakavasyasi madhyatascha shishva gunavyatikaram nijamayayedam naneva teravasitas tananu pravishtaha naneva teravasitas tvaranu pravishtaha naneva teravasitas tvaranu pravishtaha. My dear Lord, you alone manifest yourself as the entire cosmic manifestation. For you existed before the creation, you exist after the annihilation, and you are the maintainer between the beginning and the end. All this is done by your external energy through actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, whatever exists, externally or internally, is you alone. Purport. As stated in the Brahma Sanhita 535, Eko pyasara chaditum jagadanda kotim yat shakti rasti jagadanda chayadantaha antantarasta panamanu chayantarastam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the personality of Godhead Govinda, who, by one of his plenary portions, enters the existence of every universe and every atomic particle, and thus unlimitedly manifest his infinite energy all over the material creation. To create this cosmic manifestation, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, expands his external energy and thus enters everything in the universe, including the atomic particles. In this way, he exists in the entire cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in maintaining his devotees are transcendental, not material. He exists in everything as the cause and effect, yet he is separate, existing beyond this cosmic manifestation. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.4. Maya tatamidang sarvam jagadavyaktamurtina mastani sarvabhutani na chaham teshavastitaha na chaham teshavastitaha na chaham teshavastitaha. The entire cosmic manifestation is but an expansion of the Lord's energy. Everything rests in him, yet he exists separately beyond creation, maintenance, and annihilation. The varieties of creation are performed by his external energy. Because the energy and energetic are one, everything is one, sarvam kalavidam brahma. Therefore, without Krishna, the param brahman, nothing can exist. The difference between the material and spiritual worlds is that his external energy is manifest in the material world, whereas his spiritual energy exists in the spiritual world. Both energies, however, belong to the Supreme Lord, and therefore, in a higher sense, there is no exhibition of material energy, because everything is spiritual energy. The energy in which the Lord's all-pervasiveness is not realized, is called material. Otherwise, everything is spiritual. Therefore, Prahlad prays, Ekastvameva jagadetam. You are everything. And we take a few reflections. You are everything. And everything is you.
I was appreciating a couple things. One is Srila Prabhupada's repeated use of the word onslaught, which is a very powerful word.
It's a powerful
onslaught.
Word.
You don't hear that a lot. Onslaught. You don't hear that a lot. Except when you read Prabhupada's books. And in this chapter he uses that, I counted like at least five or six times before I stopped. And I just reflecting that, it seems like Prahlad, at least so far, in his prayers to Nrsingadeva, and also in his instructions in 7.7, is very Maya conscious. He's very aware of what Maya is, his relationship to Maya, its relationship to Krishna, what it's composed of, what it means, why we should be afraid of it. It's really very 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 much like Prakriti Tattva. Very clear. Yeah, super clear. Someone again on Maya. I mean, I can hardly think of a section with more clear verses and purports. That was my take.
The nice take. Good take. Other reflections. Reflect for the benefit of the world.
I like the part where it says that we should be an apprentice of a spiritual master.
Prabhupada sent about 6 devotees in New York to learn how to do printing because he wanted to start buy his own printing press and start printing his own books. And 6 devotees went to various companies and got apprenticeships to learn how to do the various aspects of the printing process so that when Prabhupada bought his press, put it in Beacon Street in Boston, the first property that we ever owned in ISKCON, then they came there and they tried out what they had learned. Mukaravind, you had your hand up? We'd like to welcome Mukaravind, who's gone right into the control room. He's acting as an apprentice right now because we have Ramana Nisaka's cooked up a whole system back there, and Mukaravind's getting up to speed. Okay.
Maharaj, in that one verse there, it says about that snake killing. So I remember when Prabhupada mentioned that once he saw that, I think in his spiritual master's place, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they were killing a snake, and that doubt he had that how can one kill a snake, and when he came to this section of Bhagavatam, and when he read this verse, his doubts got clear that how this is mentioned in the Shastra that... Yeah, maybe.
Trisha, thank you for that, Mukaravind. That was a very nice remembrance.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. So one part of the reading was that Krishna is not favorable or unfavorable to anyone, so he's equipoised. So I was thinking that this is like a scientific process because, you know, like it's a repeatable experiment. Anyone can follow this and, you know, he can get the result like that. So because of that, it seems this is a scientific process because a repeatable algorithm, kind of, you know, that you, although it's not impersonal, there's full personality of Krishna and the soul, us, but, you know, it's like, you follow this, you start doing devotional service, and then you start getting results from Krishna starts to reciprocate. So in that sense, it seems like, you know, some spiritual experimental science, spiritual science.
And what you're saying reminds me of what Sachinandan Maharaj was talking about today in his offering. He was feeling separation, and then he thought about taking the process very seriously. And then when he did, he noticed that the result was there, and he was thinking how potent it was that by following the process strictly, then, you know, the result would come. And that he was saying also that in that context that Prabhupada was his uncanny spiritual potency was still available even after he had left. But that's a nice point because it's something that's brought up several times here about it's the mentality of the living entity and the degree of surrender that determines his position. In fact, in one verse, if we haven't already read it, we will. Prahlad says that the Lord is like a desire tree and doesn't consider the lower or the higher. Whatever one desires, when one's under the desire tree, it's an experiment. Maybe I mentioned this earlier, but I've been doing it at the corporate talks that I'm giving where I take them in a guided meditation and then I have them sit underneath it. I describe what a desire tree is, fulfills. So in their meditation, I have them go and sit under the tree. And then when they're completely relaxed and they're sitting there, and then I say, okay. And you can feel in the room, people kind of like, wait a minute. No one ever asked me that before. And then when they come out of their meditation, we ask them, so what did you want? And people who are very straightforward say, you know, I couldn't get a handle on it. I didn't know what I wanted. They were honest, yeah. They most of them say that they had no really clear idea. And that's an interesting position because it seems like I know where I'm going and what I'm doing or what I want. But if I actually consider it, when I'm put in a position where it'll at least theoretically be immediately fulfilled, and then you say, what do you want? There's a lot of pressure. It's like, I'm not sure. I want to know what to want. Hey. Mahendra and then Nira Akula.
In this regard, I wondered, as you said, that he is like a desire tree that is in the verse, and also Prabhupada in the purport said that he gives direction according to one's mentality.
Mm.
So it seems pretty straightforward. If, like Prabhupada explained, also if you want Krishna, he will respond like that. If you want to forget him, he will give intelligence how to do it. What in the case of a devotee who wants Krishna but also desires other things like material?
Satyam dishati artitam artito nrinam naivartito yat puna artito yata swayam vidate bhajatam anichatam ichapitaram padapallavam. Fifth canto, we just read it, says that when one becomes a devotee and then asks for material benedictions again and again, Krishna says, this person may be a fool, but I'm not a fool. So he fulfills the material desire, but he does so in such a way that the material desire gets covered, and then the person wants to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet instead. He's really expert like that. So that's why akama sarva kama va works. Because if you approach Krishna even with material desires, then he'll trick you. Nira Akula.
I especially gravitated towards the verse where Prahlad is saying that he didn't want anything else but to serve Narada Muni. That, how could he give up that service? How could he give up that position of being a servant for Narada Muni when he had brought him to, when Lord Nrisimhadev had come to see him based on that? And obviously, it's the highest thing you could want is the service of a pure devotee, and also the left. My
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Okay.
I like the point that this material world is created according to the desires of the conditioned souls. The material world is created by the Lord to fulfill the desires of the conditioned souls.
I just like how enthusiastic Srila Prabhupada is to echo what Prahlad Maharaj is saying in the purports and give his own realizations. It just feels like he's such like a transcendental cheerleader for the parampara. It's like, yes, Prahlad Maharaj is saying this, we must accept it. He's just blasting it out with so much fervor. It's really nice.
Cheerleader for the parampara. Yeah. That's good. One, two. Go ahead, Madhva.
I like very much that all living beings are at positions. They are staying at positions according to their desires. Everything is very justful. May I ask a question?
Okay.
Which is about the chapter when different after the Hiranyakashipu was killed, the inhabitants of the different plants they were offering prayers very thankfully. So demigods they were saying that the process of austerity was disturbed by Hiranyakashipu, and then it was again recovered. So can we get a little bit into which exactly process of austerity was disturbed during Hiranyakashipu's reign, please?
before we heard many things about the effect of Hiranyakashipu's influence on the material world, and the basic principle was he just turned everything upside down. All the natural laws, who were supposed to be in charge of what, he just turned it all upside down, and he took all those persons' positions, and by the strength of his austerity, he surpassed eclipsed their austerity by his own, and by that power that he had, he nullified them or minimized them and made them more or less, you know, useless. So it's a pretty
broad... He took their offerings, too.
Yeah, it's a pretty broad statement. Pretty broad statement, you know, in terms of, you know... I mean, it may have been each individual kind of austerity, you know, was different. But the principle that he was eclipsing all of them by his austerities, which were more powerful. And it said in the beginning, remember, when he was doing his austerities, and Brahma said, no one's ever done this before, and no one will ever do it again, that level of austerity.
But generally, karma kanda, right?
Principle,
not just karma kanda. No. Even the rishis and people who were above the karma kanda, they were also forced to... even Narada Muni, although Narada Muni wasn't actually controlled, but he acted like he was under control. He had just to come and offering, you know, give offerings to him to appease him, because he was in control.
Seems like, you know, he upset the natural order. Yeah. Of the way, you know, the austerities that one performed, everything's counted and... registered, but you know, he really threw the whole thing off.
I was thinking of Bhishma. You know, if Bhishma's a Mahajan. Excuse me. I was thinking of Bhishma. He was also Mahajan, but he didn't protest when these rascals tried to, you know, disrobe Draupadi, and he took the side of. Why is that?
He had a moral philosophy that was a fallacy, was that you should always go ahead.
He was being maintained. He was a brahmachari. He was a brahmachari. He wasn't just loyal. He loved the Pandavas, but he was a brahmachari, and he was being maintained. So the rule says that if you're being maintained somebody, then you have to support that person.
Trisham.
I was just thinking about more about the experiment, the scientific process.
Yes.
And I was thinking it's a very different scientific process also, because in most scientific process, the person who is experimenting is very much in control of the result. But here the result is not, it's you're definitely your part, and then there's also Krishna reciprocation.
Right.
So I wanted to...
All science is based on the controlled experiment. No controlled experiment, no science. Only problem is with the process of devotional service, we're always in the inferior position, so we can't, there's no control. So we have to completely submit ourselves. That's the, comparing it to the scientific experiment. It's like if you go for a job interview and they don't really need you, you need them, then you have to submit and find out what they want and present yourself in such a way. And similarly, the whole process of devotional service is based on finding out what Krishna wants. When somebody's greater than you, then you have to appease them. And that's...
There's another time when Prabhupada said that the difference between material science and spiritual science is that the laboratory is inside, rather than, you know, putting, you know, vials and test tubes and acids and doing all these things. You have to do the work inside. The laboratory is inside. Therefore, they say it's subjective, the material scientists.
And on that note, we've come to the end of our reading. Thank you very much for joining us here on Srila Prabhupada's Tirobhava. or this reading of one of his favorite chapters, most quoted verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam from Srila Prabhupada, to glorify his divine grace today by reading these and entering into the mood of being the servant of the servant of the servant. It's been an eventful day. If we had more time, we'd take realizations, maybe we will tomorrow at some point from the talks and all the sangha that we all had during the day today. We can bring realizations. But until that time, Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande Nittai Gaura Haribo Bo Haribo Nittai Gaura Haribo Nittai Gaura Haribo Bo Haribo Nittai Gaura Haribo. Vanchakalpadurvasha kripasindabhavacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha natakoti vaishnavidikijai. And for those who are keeping score at home, we went over 50 pages today, which is not bad considering that the very lengthy purports, and we only had a short amount of time. But we're making good progress. This is where we are in the seventh canto, just to encourage everybody. Let's see where it ends. OMG. Look at that. That's it. This all there is between us and Armageddon. Hare Krishna. Quoting Hillary Clinton. Natari Armarman. Hey! Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman. Natari Armarman.